Welcome back to another episode of Nerd Tween and a Movie Podcast. I'm your host, Nerdpool Prime. Thank you for joining me. Sorry about last week. I'm sure Duffy is very upset that I didn't have an episode last week, but here we are this week. I could not miss the opportunity to talk about Moon Knight. So I'm going to start talking a little bit first about characters' origins, and then some of the controversy that has sprung from the casting of Oscar Isaac in the role of Moon Knight. And then I'm going to do a little bit about my predictions about what's going to happen moving forward and what might be in this series. So first off, I want to say that when I get into the controversy, I will probably be cursing. I'm going to go on a rant. I just know I will. So I apologize beforehand for that. But first, let's talk about Moon Knight. Moon Knight first appeared in Werewolf by Night, number 32, in May of 1975. The character was very, very popular, appearing in a whole bunch of other titles, including Marvel Spotlight, number 28, in 1976, but did not receive his first ongoing series until Moon Knight, number 1, in 1980. So, Mark Spector, better known as the Vigilante Moon Knight, was once a mercenary left for dead in the desert, where he came across the moon god Khonshu. He saved his life in return for being his avatar on Earth. Mark also suffers from dissociative identity disorder, and that is a very big part of who the character is, and he has multiple personalities like millionaire Stephen Grant, cab driver Jake Lockley, as well as Moon Knight and Mark Spector. So Mark Spector was born in Chicago, Illinois. He's a son of a rabbi who, as a child, had managed to escape Nazi persecution after Hitler invaded Czechoslovakia. Mark grew up on the poor side of the city, where his father, Elias, was a target of discrimination, and he never really understood why his father never fought back. His father was very passive, very peaceful, like a lot of rabbis would be, you know. They preach nonviolence, and even as a child, when Mark would be violent towards people who were being mean to either his brother or himself or his father, he would question why he went the violent route and not tried to settle it peacefully. Now, during the last years of his childhood, Mark discovered by chance that a close family friend, Rabbi Yitz Perlman, was in all actuality a Nazi deserter and secretly a serial killer of Jews. Wow. Now, I'm going to pause right here, and this is my take as why the character's heritage and religion means so much to this character, because what kick-started his dissociative identity disorder was finding out that this person that was a childhood friend actually is a monster who has been killing people like him, other Jews. So when he realized this, Mark's fighting instincts just kind of kicked in for the first time, and he was able to fend off Perlman so he didn't become the next person that he killed. And that, like I said, that is why he has the dissociative identity disorder. That's where it started. That's the core of the character. Now, he's basically, in oversimplification, Marvel's answer to Batman. He's a very intelligent detective type vigilante who takes justice and everything into his own, under his own jurisdiction. He is a very violent character. He has taken down some people that are super powerful, like Deadpool, Taskmaster, and not to mention the fact that he has survived like battles with the Avengers, because he wasn't always a good guy. He initially started out as a bad guy in Werewolf by Night, and he just got so popular that they just kept putting him in titles like with Spider-Man, the Defenders, Avengers, and then, you know, his popularity just grew to the point where he got his own series. Now, me personally, I've been a big fan of Moon Knight for many years, and for no short reason, because I'm Jewish and he is a Jewish character. So even as just a normal comic fan, I probably would have stumbled onto him. But as a young Jewish boy, who was into comic books, one of the first things I did was I tried to find out which characters were Jewish because I wanted to see characters like me. Now, granted, I'm not like many Jewish people, or you can make the case that the Jewish faith is kind of more like me that has, and like Moon Knight, because he strayed away, like, to the point where he stopped really believing in his faith, as many Jews these days do. And I'm not speaking in for all Jews, obviously. I'm just speaking to what I've seen in the communities I've been in, and I'll probably get a lot of flack for this, but I don't care. I'm going to speak my mind. This is my podcast, and I can't cancel myself. Well, I mean, I could, but I'm not going to. And that's why I feel so strongly about why Moon Knight needs to be played by a Jewish actor. And this is part of the controversy, which I'll get to in a minute here. But I don't think it's fair to take a character that is Moon Knight and make it okay for them to not be played by a Jewish actor. I know for a fact that if Black Panther was played by a white actor, there'd be problems. Or let's say Miss Marvel was played by someone who just looked the part. That's a problem. And I'm not going to boycott the series because I love Moon Knight. I'm not going to bash it just because I disagree with something like that. And I have to just say it on record that I'm not okay with the fact that it's not a Jewish actor. But again, it doesn't mean that it's going to be bad or anyone should just boycott it for that reason. But I just think if the shoe is on the other foot in almost any other race, religion, creed, whatever you want to call it, people, a heritage, it would have been a much, much, much bigger issue, and not to the point where it's like, oh, well, it doesn't really matter. I mean, his dad had some Jewish heritage, right? His last name is Isaac. It's irrelevant. Absolutely irrelevant. And I'll get into this more in a second when I talk about the controversy, but it just seems that at least someone like me, like, I'm a short Jew, okay? People tell me all the time that Wolverine doesn't have to be short. Now I'm being told that Moon Knight doesn't have to be played by a Jewish actor. It's just ironic that people, there's a lot of short Jewish men out there, excuse me, we're basically being told it doesn't matter. You don't need representation. It's fine. But more about that in a second. I'm going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back with the controversy. Stay tuned. Welcome back. Okay, so as I said earlier, I do apologize. I'm probably going to go on a rant at some point during this segment. So if you're listening to this at work, I suggest putting headphones in or lowering it, because I will definitely probably go on a rant full with expletives. So just forewarning. All right, so in years past, the president of Marvel Studios, Kevin Feige, has stated on numerous occasions that he wants to create characters that everyone can identify with. That's why Kamala Khan's coming in, as she should. Great character. Another one that I'm super excited for. Even though they changed her powers, I'm not really all right with that. But again, I will give it a shot. Or like Black Panther. And as you see with a inclusion of like a deaf character in the Eternals, they're trying to bring in at least one character that everyone can look up and go, huh, that's me. Unfortunately, if you're Jewish, that doesn't seem to matter too much. There was a big controversy that this is a hill that I have no problem dying on. I said in the intro and the backstory about Moon Knight, I'm not going to boycott it. I'm not going to bash it because it doesn't meet my standards. I'm going to just bash one specific decision regarding the show, not the show itself. I've stated numerous times that Oscar Isaac is a fantastic actor, and I know he's going to crush it. I know I'm going to love it. I have no doubts about that. However, the character is Jewish and should be played by a Jewish actor. I'm sorry. I don't really care what anyone says. And we'll get into people who very well have the right to tell me to shut the hell up. I'm still going to tell them they're wrong. Simple as that. Now, Oscar Isaac, a lot of people say, well, he's got Jewish connections on his father's side. But Oscar Isaac himself has said that he was raised in a very Christian household because it was controlled by his father. He has stated on numerous times that his father was very Christian. So where's the Jewish connection if they're being raised very Christian? I don't see it. Also, in the Jewish faith, it's predominantly they go with what the mother is, whether or not you're actually seen as Jewish to a lot of people in the Jewish faith. So you can discount that altogether, in my opinion. And now one of the creators, Alan Zelenins? I don't know if that's right, but okay. Zelenins. I think it's Zelensky, but whatever. And I guess this is because I don't respect what he said that I'm not going to even bother to check that right now. He's responsible for the character's Jewish heritage. And this is a quote. He said, "They certainly not bound by any origins." He continued to say that all of a sudden the Jews need to be represented. It's not all of a sudden. We've always wanted to be represented, but I mean, no big deal. I mean, it's not like we were enslaved by people in ancient society. It's not like we were genocide by 6 million of us killed because we were different. Yeah, no big deal. We don't want to be represented. That's fine. Not a big deal. He continued, "Moon Knight has to be Jewish. Oh, we're watching Marvel. The boycott is around the corner. I can smell blood in the water already. How could they not make him Jewish? Oscar Isaac is not Jewish, even though his name is Isaac, and they've got an Egyptian director. What's going on here?" You want to know what's going on here? We're pissed. We're absolutely pissed because, again, we're being marginalized. Again, it doesn't fucking matter that the character is Jewish. And he went on to say that if it's done due to artistic reasoning and it makes sense, I don't care if he's not Jewish. Well, guess what, Alan? We care. We absolutely care. And if that's not okay for us to actually give a shit, then I don't give a fuck. I really don't care. Like I said, I'm going to watch the show. I'm a huge fan of Moon Knight. I'm not going to boycott it. I'm not going to be like whatever people are expecting. But your words are hurtful, and I disagree with them, and I'm going to say something. This is my podcast, so I will say what I want to say. And I think you're absolutely out of line. Absolutely out of line. And it matters. It absolutely matters. And it's absolutely disrespectful, in my opinion, for people to say, oh, it doesn't matter if he's Jewish. What? What do you mean doesn't matter? It absolutely matters, not only to us, but to the fucking character. This is the same argument I have when people say that Wolverine doesn't be short. No, he absolutely does, because it's important to the character. I loved Hugh Jackman. Yes, I did. But he is not the perfect casting for Wolverine, period. I don't care what anyone says. You're all wrong if you think that Hugh Jackman was the perfect casting for Wolverine. Did he play the role amazingly? Am I so happy with what he gave us, especially that last one, Logan? Absolutely. Wouldn't trade it for the world. But if you're going to recast it, it better be correct. Because like I said, I am a short Jewish person. I am very, very tired of being thrown to the side. Like, my situation doesn't matter. Like, it's not a big deal. Oh, Wolverine doesn't have to be short. Moon Knight doesn't have to be Jewish. Yes, they absolutely do. Absolutely. I don't care what you say. And if this gets me flack, if this gets me hate comments, so fucking be it. I don't care, because that is part of the characters and it is important. And if you disagree, please, please let me know. And I'll be glad to talk to you. But like, I'll tell you why it matters. Now, all that being said, the director, Mohamed Daib, responded recently to a Twitter comment by Twitter user Oofachow, OOFOUCHOWW. This whole Moon Knight situation continues to prove to me that that MCU fandom have never been safe for Jewish people or really any marginalized group. His response to that was, wait until the end of the show. You will be pleased. Now, many people are taking that to be that there it's going to be confirmed that Moon Knight is Jewish. And yes, if the character is Jewish, it does help. It makes it better, but it does not solve my issue. Because again, if like, and I go back to this, this is my best example, Miss Marvel. Okay. Let's just say they casted a Native American who looked like they could play the role of Miss Marvel. That would destroy the internet. But because Oscar Isaac has played Jewish roles before, and because Oscar Isaac has quote unquote Jewish connections on his father's side, who raised him very Christian, we're just supposed to be okay with that? And like I said, again, I'm not going to boycott it. I'm not saying the show's going to be bad. I'm not saying that we should storm Marvel and get this fixed, because it doesn't matter. No matter what people like me in the marginalized say, it's not enough. It doesn't matter. They don't care about us, and it's fine. They don't really care about us. I understand. It's fine. But just know that, again, we're upset. And again, we're going to support your ventures, and you're just going to be like, oh, well, we made money. Who cares? And I get it. I don't fault a businessman for working the system. I don't fault people for taking a role. Like Oscar Isaac, good for you, my man. I hope that you absolutely destroy it. You kill it. You're just, everyone's like, Moon Knight, Moon Knight. And they just want more of it. I hope. Because I respect. I respect you as an actor. Even when you're given a shit script and everything in X-Men, you still manage to deliver a serviceable performance with the crap you were given. And that story was horrible. They doomed you from the get-go, but you still made it watchable. And that was a tough thing to do with that script. And I don't doubt that you are a great cast. But you're not the perfect cast. And again, I go back to Hugh Jackman. I loved Hugh Jackman's Wolverine. Doesn't mean it was right. Doesn't mean that I'm not watching it going, man, he should be looking up to Cyclops instead of looking down to him. Man, he should be the same size as some of the kids. But he's not. He towers over them. He's a menacing force, which is not what the Wolverine is. Same thing here. And those are two hills that I am absolutely 100% okay dying on. Moon Knight should be Jewish. And Wolverine should be short. Mic drop. All right, I'm going to take another quick little break here, and then I'm going to talk about my predictions for Moon Knight. Let's see if I get yet another one exactly right. I don't think so. We'll see. Stay tuned. All right, welcome back, and thank you for bearing with me. If you are still here after that crazy rant I just went on, I appreciate you more than you could even possibly imagine. But now let's talk about the possible, let's say, Nerdtween spec about this series. Now, I will start off by saying I just watched Michael Roman, Everything Always. He gets early access to everything. He can't really do reviews or anything like that, but he can give his take, like first watch take and, you know, stuff like that. So he got the first four episodes of Moon Knight. The series is only six episodes, so he's got a majority of the story already, and he was blown away. He said it was a, I'm going to quote him here, I hope I quote him right, a Marvel masterpiece. Oscar Isaac just blows it away as an amazing actor. They really explore the split personality, dissociative disorder that he has. I've seen some of the featurettes where they said we meet one of, like, we meet like the, not the main character is Mark Spector, but we meet somebody else first. And that's, they work it in as if, like, he didn't know that Mark Spector was a persona. And I like how they're doing it from what I've seen. Now, one thing that's interesting about this, I've seen a lot that they're talking about how it's, while it's not its own thing, like, it definitely is in the MCU, it kind of has its own story that they're telling kind of separate from the events of the MCU, from what I have read, which is fine. It's definitely in the MCU, and we're going to get Moon Knight in other properties, I'm sure. Now, one thing that I saw that was really intriguing to me was that they made the Moon Knight rating the same rating as the Punisher. Because, you know, the Netflix Marvel shows are now on Disney Plus. And they have different ratings. You have to, like, sign in if you're, like, on one of those accounts, you know. And so that's a very, very good sign. I also did see that that there was a point when they were filming and they were talking about how, when are they going to, like, rein it in to make it, like, more, like, I don't know, like, Marvel MCU-esque, where, you know, it's, like, made for kids type thing. He said, we're not. This is Moon Knight. We're doing something different with this. And Moon Knight 100% needs to be on that level. And I'm glad to see they're taking it seriously and doing so, because if Moon Knight can do it on Disney Plus, and there's no reason why they can't have an R-rated Deadpool 3 when it comes out, reintroduce the Punisher, Blade. I mean, how do you can't have a Blade TV show or movie, I believe it's a movie, if I'm not mistaken, and it not be gory. He's fighting vampires. I mean, he's got to cut off their heads and shit. Like, I mean, there's just no way around that. And I definitely think that this is a good start. Moon Knight's a good jumping off point for this newer Marvel generation into the more gruesome of characters. Because, I mean, like Taskmaster, for instance, when we see Taskmaster in the MCU, they, like, nerfed him down to just a hired gun who can do some cool stuff, not a ruthless killer. And Moon Knight does not hold back. Moon Knight is a very, very brutal character. I mean, he's carved people's faces off, you know, like, he's not, like, he's a beast. And to try to contain that to, like, a PG-13 rating, whether it's on Disney Plus or on movie, you want to see Moon Knight like Venom, where it has to be PG-13, that's crap. Don't get me wrong, I enjoyed Venom 1 very much. It wasn't a very good movie, but I enjoyed it. And then Venom, Let There Be Carnage, very disappointing. Absolutely soul-crushingly disappointing. then to try to do Moon Knight that way, I that would be a big mistake. So it's good to see that. Now, I don't have too many predictions this go around for this series because I you know, with the supernatural involved, I really have, there's endless things that can happen. Like in the comics, Moon Knight is an avatar that's been around forever. Like there is a actual one shot, if I believe it's a one shot, where numerous versions of Moon Knight are fighting Kang, the Conqueror, the time traveling supervillain, across the eons. I mean, like, almost like there always has to be a Moon Knight. So there could be a, you know, a kind of like revealing of history where we get a whole bunch of different kinds of Moon Knights. Almost kind of along the lines of like Assassin's Creed, how they get to see their past lives, you know, where they were an assassin or, you know, something like that would be kind of cool. But and that also, there could be a point where Moon Knight, they could even start Moon Knight in MCU in ancient Egypt, and have him be someone who helped the slaves. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, that's how it started, you know? That'd be an interesting thing to see. That'd be really cool. And see, again, maybe that's what the Muhammad Daib was talking about. Maybe in we discovered that the first Moon Knight was Moses or something. You know what I mean? Like, something crazy like that. You know, I could totally get behind that. And if I'm going to talk about, you know, I've heard a lot of things. Like, I heard that there's a chance that there could be a Punisher appearance. Like, he fights the Punisher in this series. I highly doubt it. I would love that, but I don't think so. Now, how absolutely insane would it be if the last episodes he forms the Midnight Suns? I mean, you get, like, Ghost Rider shows up and Blade and Doctor Strange. Like, how cool would that be? That'd be freaking amazing. I don't think they're going to do that. That's ballsy. I don't think they do that. Now, one other thing I want to touch on that I forgot to speak about earlier is in a lot of the trailers, people think that the monster that he's fighting in the trailer is a werewolf. I don't think it is. Judging from one of the other trailers, it seems like that was like a creature summoned from the depths of some dimension, and that's not what Werewolf by Night is. So, or werewolves are in Marvel. I really hope we get a Werewolf by Night appearance. I really hope we do, because I feel like that is a character that would be just so awesome to like introduce at the end of Moon Knight, and Blade and the Punisher, they're all going after him too, and he can have a whole Midnight Suns miniseries. Because this is supposedly a miniseries. I don't know if they're planning on just using it to introduce the character for 6 episodes and then bring him into the movies, or if we're going to do season 2. I honestly don't know. I haven't heard anything either way about that. So until I get some information, I'm going to have to withhold judgment on where that's going. I also look at the casting and releasing of information. Like, they've had Blade in the works for a long time now, and his voice showed up in the Eternals. Dan Whitman, if I'm not mistaken, the Black Knight is on one version of the Midnight Suns, if I'm not mistaken. Someone can correct me in the comments if I'm wrong. But that would be interesting to see those three together. But in regards to concrete predictions, I don't know if I've got any for Moon Knight. I'm not just going to make them just to make it. But I do hope that Werewolf by Night shows up. And I really, really would love Blade to show up. Like, just at the end, like, I can see Moon Knight being in, like, New York, right? And just hearing about people getting their heads chopped off. And he goes and investigates, and like the last scene is just Blade just sitting right there like, "Mark, it's been a long time." Like, what? You know how cool that would be if Mahershala Ali, the first time we see him on screen, is not Blade? I want him to show up as soon as freaking humanly possible, and it looks like it could be coming soon. He did do, like I said, he was in the Eternals technically in the post credit scene when Dan Whitman was looking at the Ebony Blade. But, you know. But yeah, like I said, I don't really have true predictions for Moon Knight this time. I usually have tons of stuff. Like I called that Jonathan Majors was going to show up at the end of Loki in quote unquote not full Kang mode exactly as he showed up before the series started. I made a prediction about WandaVision before the series started, stating that the twins were going to be introduced. They're not going to survive the show, and they will return in Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness to help Doctor Strange stop Wanda from destroying the multiverse. It looks like I'm right there, too. Falcon the Winter Soldier, after the first episode, I called the ending. I kind of know what I'm talking about here. But if I don't have a prediction, I'm not just going to throw one out there just because. But, yeah. If we'll have to wait and see how Moon Knight goes. It is only 3 days away, and I will have obviously my spoiler ban up from 3 a.m. on Wednesday, the 30th, at least Eastern Standard Time. You might have it a different one depending on where you at, but when it's released, 48 hours, please don't comment on my pages with spoilers. If you want to send me a DM, we can always talk there. Until next time, this is Nerdpool Prime. Thank you all for stopping by, listening to my crazy rants today. Do me a favor, give me a follow on Instagram. Nerdtween and a Movie Podcast, Nerdtween, Marvel 2K21, Nerdpool Reborn. I'm also on YouTube. Nerdtween and a Movie Podcast. You can find me on multiple selling apps right now, Whatnot and Drip, both Nerdtween. Give me a shout. Until next time, this is Nerdpool Prime signing off.